Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully everybody enjoyed parts of their weekend, as many of them as you could. Mostly fun weekend, but, you know, can't control the outcomes, unfortunately. good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it was an eventful weekend. I'll say yes. That hour. I don't know what anybody believe, but that damn hour tore me up yesterday.
Oh, it did it?
Yeah, man, I was like, what the hell's going on? And I look at the thing, I was like, hold on. I'm up early, huh? Then I thought, am I up late? I mean, I just was so confused yesterday, man. You go downstairs, the cable box says one thing, the microwave says another thing.
Yes, that is the frustrating thing, because some stuff automatically
updates. Yeah, man.
Your watch, your phone, I guess some other smart stuff. Yeah. But then obviously the clocks on the walls, man. And all. I know, it is very
confusing. Threw me all the way off, man.
And I'm kind of, I don't know, like I try to be on top of it, but I can't do all of them immediately. I can't be walking. What am I, a clock fixer,
Smither?
You know, clocksmith, is that what I'm supposed to be? You know, so I fixed some of them, and then I'm sitting there last night watching Sunday Night Football, and I looked over there, and I was like, is it really? No, it's only 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's not midnight. It's only 11
o'clock. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy, man. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully, like you said, everybody had a good weekend. As we come back in on a Monday, same story. Same team.
Yeah.
Different outcome.
Same team, same outcome.
No, they lost a game on a missed kick before, so.
Yeah, no, we've been here before.
Yeah.
This is welcome back.
Yeah.
welcome back. This is you know, same thing.
Yeah, man.
It sucks that's
did they
the
go
reality
straight to,
of it.
Did they go straight to Germany? Or did they come home?
They
came home? Okay.
They had to come home and drop off Parker Romo.
Yeah, drop his ass off. They should have left his ass up there where his heart was.
Yeah. You know, I mean, fall is nice in New England. Maybe he wanted to hang out and pick apples or something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating. You're 8 games in. Two of them have been left out there by kickers. Now, again, I will say the same thing I said coming out of that Tampa game. And a lot of reaction is lost. It was only going to tie the game. Just like week one,
right.
had Youngway made that field goal, the game would have been tied, and who knows from there, maybe you ultimately win. Obviously, you give yourself a better chance to. Now, Parker is squarely in the crosshairs this morning, as he well should be, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the team this weekend. But that only would have tied it.
Yep.
You still would have had to have gotten the ball back and done something with it, which you did get the ball back.
You did.
You just didn't do anything with it on that final drive. So you still would have had to have done something with it, and you had the opportunity to do so, which you didn't. So look, the talking about kickers and being frustrated by the kicking situation – that they failed to address in the offseason is awful. It's awful that this is a story, because it's the two ones that are obvious yesterday and week one. San Francisco game two, like, you have a decent kicker. You probably kick the ball on fourth down there and tie the game at 13 instead of go for it and ultimately let the game slip away. So the three close, because you've really only played like three truly close fourth quarter games this season. They've all otherwise either been good and you've been in control, or you've been getting your ass kicked.
Right.
And in all three of the games that have been close fourth quarter under one touchdown games, the kicker has factored in in a way that has led to you losing the game. So for a team whose margins are already razor thin, for that to be something that you can't count on is unacceptable, but that's the bed that they made, and now we're lying in it.
Yeah, man. And the bed is lumpy as hell, Andy.
Oh, it's not a good bed.
Yeah, it's lumpy. It's a lumpy-ass mattress.
It's not one of those nice smart foam mattresses. No, it's
not, man. And it's frustrating because you played well enough to win. You played well enough to win the ball game yesterday. Defensively, you're getting two turnovers. What a great play by Jalen Walker. Well, I'm talking about, you know, just the fact that, you know, just – things that we ask for from this defense: 6 sacks, 2 forced turnovers. I mean, you frustrated the young quarterback. You were had him seeing ghosts throwing the ball, like, oh, where the hell is he throwing the ball? The defense did a pretty good job at that. Now, got off to a rocky start as far as the run game because you don't have no ass. But, I mean, they started to try to be a little bit more stout. Your offense can't convert third downs. I mean, just can't.
Yeah, you can't
convert third down.
1 for 10 on third down.
Yeah, I mean, you look
meanwhile, they were 8 for 12.
You were outpossessed by 10 minutes. Yep. They ran 14 more plays than you did, and so you didn't give yourself an opportunity to get more offensive snaps to win this football game, because it was there for you. You know, a certain, you know, Zach Robinson was under the microscope all week last week. I thought he did some good things. I thought Michael Penix was fine, except for, you know. I've only played with one quarterback that did that. You know, if it's a false start or something, they get the snap and throw it in the ground. I've always hated it.
Yeah.
I've always hated it. And Phillip used to do it all the time. But it's Phillip, so I ain't going to say nothing to Phillip. But I hate when they do that because of situations, because Michael does it all the time. And then you get in a situation that you do that. And then I was like, what the hell are you doing?
You can't just do that.
You can't.
You can't just give up on the play.
I know they snapped the ball. Yeah, I know they clapped and all those different things.
Maybe they did. But there's no video evidence of them doing
still,
it. But maybe they did.
The play is live.
Yeah, the play is live.
What the hell are you doing, Nine?
Right, you can't do that.
You know, and that was – then I was just like, oh, between him and Parker, Drake was freaking amazing yesterday. You got to catch that 4th and 1. You got to make the play. I know Christian Gonzalez is a hell of a corner, but you got to make that play because that converts and you get more damn plays. And so, I mean, everybody took their chance again. Obviously, hard to run the ball when your two starting guards are out, but they still were able to move it.
Yeah.
They were still able to.
That was a confusing part of it for me, too. I mean, there's so many things to this game, and we'll spend the next 3 hours breaking it down, the autopsy, the Monday morning autopsy. We'll get the phone lines open at the 40s like we always do, 1140, 1240, and 140. But – It's almost as if they conceded that they couldn't run the ball against New England.
Yep.
It's not like there have been other games this year where they've sort of banged their head against the wall and then given up on it. They didn't even try to run the ball against New England. And I know New England has a really good run defense, and now they're still, after this game, no running back has gone over 50 yards on them in a game this year. Mm-hmm. But Bijan had 20 yards at halftime on 4 carries.
Yes.
I mean, that's 5 yards a carry.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
If you're giving him the ball.
Yes.
They just, it seemed as though they went into the game like, well, we're not going to be able to do that.
So what's
crazy about it, because we spent so much time last week talking about plan B. The run game was plan B yesterday.
Yes.
Plan A was throw the football. Yeah. And the other thing that's crazy about it is some drives looked awesome. Mm-hmm. Other drives looked completely terrible.
Right.
It was like two different teams out there drive by drive. There was no continuity at all.
Right. And, you know, you think about, you know, Bijan, 20 touches. They had him out there, whatever you want to call it, a flanker position or whatever, and they threw it to him and those things like that. I think those took the place of actually turning and handing him the ball, just trying to get the ball in his hands. I thought the perimeter blocking, because I still think the Falcons' offensive line is not a good perimeter, like get out in space type team. So I guess they went and they tried to put Kyle and they tried to put Drake out there to block, and they were freaking awful. They were freaking awful out there on the perimeter. And so I'm with you. I think they gave up too early on the run game and things like that. But yet it was one of those things where, you know, Michael was throwing the hell out the football. Now, there were some of you like, what the hell is that going? But yet, you know, I thought that, you know, what do you call it? Players over plays. Let's find a way to get him the ball. Don't worry about the concepts and all that crap. Find him a route to get the ball in his hands. Find a way to get Bijan the ball. I still wish they would have found other ways to get Kyler. It was a hell of a catch on that first catch he made.
Yeah.
But find ways. There was no Moody at all yesterday.
Yep.
You know, no signs of him or anything
two
like
targets,
that.
Two targets, one catch.
And so
– and nobody else.
And nobody else. And so that's –
the only other wide receiver that factored into the game was David Sills, who once again didn't know what to do.
Yes.
Coming out of a dead ball.
Yes.
And cost them that timeout.
Yes.
In the second half.
Yes.
I know everyone's yelling at Raheem about it. Raheem had to call a timeout because the wide receiver didn't know what to do.
Exactly.
For the second straight week.
And these are the opportunities – for a guy like Sills that are rare.
Yeah.
Very rare do you get to play offense, dude.
No kidding.
And so know what the hell you're freaking doing.
Know what to do.
Know what you're freaking doing.
Least.
At the very least. Know what you're freaking doing. And that's another thing. I'm just like, but that's what happens when you got injuries and all those different things.
That's true.
Yeah. But you're back where you are again. You're going to need a new kicker because the faith in him, I don't know what they do as far as getting ready to go over and play the Colts. But – I mean, the frustrating part, and I know with the guys in the locker room, you say all the right things, and it's on us and all, which it totally is, because Parker wasn't the only one that, you know, had issues, but he had the biggest issue because he missed the damn field goal.
Yeah, he actively cost you points.
After you done – that's what I always tell you. After you done sat there battled as a man out there just grinding, and then you get to a point where all you do is kick. That's it. It wasn't no wind.
No.
It wasn't no.
When he tried to miss
no snowstorm,
he tried to miss the 38-yarder before that too.
Yeah, but just
pushed it right, and then the extra point was even further right. Yeah, no, he did. He missed, but you know why he missed?
Because it's the Falcons.
Because he's their Band-Aid backup panic kicker that they signed in week two.
Yep.
He's not good. The Patriots cut him in the offseason.
Yeah, he lost the competition.
He's not supposed to be a kicker in the NFL. That's why. Because he came into the season with a guy that tried to tell you last year that he couldn't kick, and you were stubborn about it, I guess. I don't know, or cheap. I don't know what it was. But they didn't address that in the offseason and just bit him in the ass
again
twice in 8 weeks.
Yeah, man.
You're 3-5, and honestly, I'll say 3 of those 5, because I will include some of what happened at the end against San Francisco. You could have snuck out of there with a win if you had a kicker that you could count on.
Yep.
3 of the 5 losses you have are in large part because the kicker can't kick. And it's two different guys because it was Younghoe week one and it was Parker yesterday and in the San Francisco game. But, like, again, this is a league where games come down to that, right? Games come down to kicks, one-score games. You're going to have to take advantage of scoring opportunities. Every drive ends in a kick, whatever cliche you want to throw.
Right.
And to have a guy that's – or have a part of your team that's just so below average when you're going to need it, mm-hmm. because so many parts of your team are just barely there anyway – it's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
But, you know, it's it's one of those years, and I always go back to the phrase you said during baseball, it'll find you.
Oh, yeah.
It'll find you.
No, that's why when they beat when they beat Buffalo and you had a joke, you're like, are we sure? And like, no, we're not. We are sure that the kicker's not good.
Yeah.
Just hopefully it doesn't matter.
Right.
And then I did say a couple times last week, I hope they play well enough against New England to where the kicker actually factors. My bad. What I should have said was, I hope they play well enough and then the kicker makes his kicks.
That's the most important thing. You got to make your kick. You know, again, one damn job, man. One job. And it's the frustrating thing ever. I know he didn't mean to miss it, but damn it.
Yeah, but I mean.
But you did.
Yeah,
you know?
So
and so, yeah, I know he's in a world right now that, you know, nobody wants to be in. All right? You cost your team a game. I know it would have tied it, but I'm going to look at it from the standpoint, you cost the damn ball game.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you were able to get the ball back. Now, that's one thing that they're never in a position, talking about the Falcons, we need a stop.
Yeah.
They need a stop.
And they got one.
And they got it.
Yeah. The defense, as soon as Walker and Pierce made that play at the end of the first half, everything changed.
Yes.
Defensively. They scored 3 more points after that. And they looked, I mean.
They were flying around.
They were flying around.
They were flying around.
I mean, it's pretty basic stuff, but when Jalen Walker's on the field, the defense is a lot better than when he's not.
Yeah.
Because he missed the last couple weeks, and it was glaring.
And he was, I mean, he got caught in a switch. But, I mean, then he had a couple plays. The one on Hunter Henry, I mean, that was just a hell of a throw and catch.
Yeah.
You can't ask for better
He's
coverage.
Draped all
you can't ask for better coverage than what Jalen did. But, to come through that A-gap like that, look just like that damn Texas game. Come through, James Pierce obviously scooped. I was hoping he would score, but they did score the touchdown.
He was trying to
reach out from, like, the 9-yard
line.
Dude,
you're on the 10-yard line if you're trying to reach to the goal line.
Yeah, man.
Protect that ball.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, they just – the adjustments, whatever they did – I thought, you know, they were able to confuse the young quarterback. He didn't have the big day running that I thought he may have probably could have had. And so maybe that was what was wrong with him because that's 1-2, go. He was holding the hell out of the ball. Now, credit to Atlanta and their coverage and you know, having him to hold the football 40 still can't play. I don't care.
No, again.
Yeah.
All that to say.
I heard my man on the broadcast. No, he didn't. He was not playing good. Not covering good.
All that to say, most important play of the game, they need a first down. Who'd they pick on?
Yeah, him. Your eyes? Where the hell is your awareness? You got.
Yeah.
I ain't never broke nothing because of a sport, like watching it. Boy, it was.
Bertrand had you close?
Boy, he had me close, dog.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about Andy. I'm sitting there watching this. And I'm like, okay, tight end's going to the flat. Where the hell are you looking, boy?
Where are you doing?
Where are you looking, boy?
Yeah.
Young man. I'm sorry. I should call him a boy. Young man.
Snap, throw, catch, game.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. There's a lot more in there. There's a, 3 hours worth. 2 hours and 45 minutes. More than that. I mean, we won't get to all of it today. We'll do our best. We'll get the phone lines open in about half an hour. We'll come back and tell you what's trending. A lot went down over the weekend, obviously, but again, unfortunately, Falcons on the losing end of things. That's 3 in a row now, 24-23 to the New England Patriots on the road. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Romo to tie it at 24. Kick is away, and he missed it.
You got to be kidding me.
Well put, Arch. Well put. We all had the similar reaction there, although we all kind of had a feeling in our stomachs, didn't we?
Yep.
Kind of all had the similar thought. Was
yep.
Some point it was going to rear its ugly head, and it did there. I will say also, as they made the nice defensive stand to get the ball back, and then they were moving the ball.
Yep.
Picked up a couple first downs. Penix rolls out left and hits London for like 20-something, and they're a first down away from getting into field goal range. We were all thinking the same thing there too, right?
That they were going to get a field goal and he was going to miss.
Yeah. I mean, that was you know. Like, that would have been awful also. It would have probably made it even worse today. But that was in the back of my mind, at least, is, all right, this drive's going pretty good. I have a feeling I know how it's going to end. I was wrong. It ended actually in a worse way than that, where they stalled out, and on second and 10, something happened. I don't know exactly what happened, but the snap came too soon.
Yep.
And Penix spiked the ball, and that's intentional grounding. So then it's third and 20. And my thought on third and 20, we'll get back to that play in a minute, because Raheem talked after the game about them simulating the snap and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk about that. My thought on third and 20 in that situation was, that's two down territory,
yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
You got to try to run a play that's going to get you some yardage.
At least eight.
Try to get eight.
At least eight.
Try to make it fourth and 12. Who knows? Get it out in the flat to Bijan or Pitts or something like that and try to let them do something.
Right.
Maybe they pick up 15. Who knows? And then you're in fourth and, like, reasonable. But to, you know, they brought the house and Penix kind of bailed out and threw it into quadruple coverage. Luckily, it didn't get there. Otherwise, it would have been a pick six. And then it's fourth and 20, and you kind of have to punt.
You have to punt, yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't like the way that they approached third and 20
yep.
because they made it impossible to do anything on fourth down.
Yes, that is one of those things where you got to get half, and then you play the – I don't want to say the percentages, but what your gut tells you, because you do have – you know, you're in a situation where there's – it's easier to call a play fourth and 12 than fourth and 20.
There is no fourth and 20 play.
You know, they're just
there's no fourth and 20.
Like, it's heaving up there.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you were able to find a way to kind of break that in half, but I mean, I think that, you know, just, you know, first of all, them being able to throw it down the field now. Because remember, again, the year they couldn't get to push the ball down the field the way defenses were playing them. But because you run the ball, people are having to come up, and then some teams just play man-to-man and all those different things. But, yeah, I was just hoping that they could find a way to slice that in half. Because you get a damn intentional around it, and then you lost it down and the penalty yards.
Yep.
Very rarely do you come back from that, especially when it's third down and long.
Yeah, third and 20 doesn't turn into – first and 10.
Not very
without
often.
Without a penalty.
Exactly.
Very
not,
often.
Not very, very often. And so you put yourself behind it. If he throws the ball into the ground on the other side, Bijan's standing there.
Wouldn't have been intentional.
Yeah, but you threw it to the other side where there wasn't an eligible receiver, and you lost the ball.
Yeah. So here's Raheem after the game talking about what they think happened on that play.
You know, they did a nice job. They simulated a snap. The ball came early. Was snapped early within that snap. That was when we got the intentional grounding. Nice job by those guys. Great situation to football. Great play. They were clapping, simulated our snap, got us to snap the ball. And that's where the ball was snapped early in Mike when he wasn't ready for the snap.
Well, okay, I understand that. Yes, you were not ready.
Okay. Clearly.
But still, the play is not dead.
Right.
That's the thing about it. Hell, run around, do something. You know, but this was the play is not dead. And you made a bad situation a catastrophe all in just a second. Throw it.
Yeah.
Like, that was just the whole thing right there. But yet, you still had opportunities at the end. You did. And if you can just get one more stop, if you could just find a way to – because, I mean, that's a hell of a call by Josh McDaniels on third down.
Oh, it's a great call.
Just a hell of a call because he called it. They schemed it right. They got the right guy involved in it.
Yep.
And first down.
And we all thought to ourselves in that moment, like, it would take a lot of guts to throw it here.
Yep.
Because if it's an incomplete pass, obviously that's a free timeout.
Exactly.
For the Falcons, who don't have any timeouts left. Like, if you got to know you're getting it if you're throwing it.
Yep.
And I didn't think they would. I didn't think they would throw it. But they did. And they got it. And the game was over. And simple as that. I know that there was some criticism of only having two timeouts at that point. Raheem had to take the timeout earlier in the half because David Sills came out of that penalty and didn't know where to go. I guess you could have taken a delay of game penalty. There was some of that popped up. We haven't seen that in a couple weeks, but they were getting to the line late a little bit in this game at different times. Frustrating to have to punt on fourth and 20 with 2:03 left in the half, so you can't take advantage of the 2-minute warning.
And that was the big,
like,
that
you
was
totally
the thing.
Screwed yourself because that was your benefit.
That was the third time.
That was
out.
Your third timeout,
right?
But in a lot of situations, you have four abilities to stop the clock there with three timeouts and the 2-minute warning.
Yes,
you ended up with only two, and you did get stops on those first two plays. But they came up with the biggest play of the game when they needed it.
Yeah, you did, and so now you're in a situation where you're 3-5. You're going back to the drawing board. You got to go against a team that the Colts that you know. Kind of came back to earth. Six
turnovers? They turned it over six times.
Six damn times, and yet you only lose by four?
Yeah. turn over six times, it's a one-score game. You're probably going to lose.
Yeah, but I think, you know, when you look at the Falcons, I thought defensively they had a really good showing in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Really good showing. It was good to see some of those guys. Like you said, Jalen Walker played his best game as a pro. He really, really did. It was good to see Pierce get in there. Arnold Ebuchadie had some good plays.
Yeah, he did.
Don't be surprised if you know somebody's calling today about him.
Yeah, I heard that on the broadcast.
Yeah, possibility that somebody's calling about him today. But, yeah, just the Dorlas is, continues to be just so impressive.
He's playing good.
Such a good player, playing really, really good bunk. It was good to see Root get in there. And then, obviously, Caden Ellis can't do what he does best because you got this other guy back here that should just be covering kicks. I'm sorry, he should be. And it's unfortunate that you lose your best, your linebacker that was covering up all those things, allowing your defense to do so many different things.
Now, he had been the MVP of the defense through five games.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, you got to keep working at it. I've already put 36 in there. He had a nice role as far as playing that nickel safety.
Yeah, there was some moments. He got taken advantage of a few times,
because he's lighting ass.
Yeah.
He's like Nash.
And young. And,
yeah. And so you're going to get tossed out the club more than anything. But, I mean, offensively, they're trying to be more creative with where they move Bijan and do all those things. Great catch by him. You know, the one-handed go. I'm just going up there and get it. Great job by Drake on the sideline. I mean, Michael threw it up there for him, and he went up there and made the play over one of the best corners in football.
Yeah. And landed on him.
And landed on him.
And told him about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, just when you got to have it, the touchdown, the one-handed touchdown grab, just – unbelievable catch radius that Drake has. And Mike, trust him. You put it up high, he's going to go up and get it, man. It's very rarely is a guy going to stop Drake London from getting to those footballs. But, yeah, it still wasn't enough. You still came up short because of certain plays that certain guys didn't make. Like I talked about, 4th and 1, I knew what they were going to do. They were going to run a little licky to Drake. Chris Gonzalez knew what they were going to do, but Drake had him on his back.
It's the same play they ran against San Francisco.
You got to catch it. Yep. You got to catch that ball. You know, it's when your team is struggling the way they are to keep drives going. 1 of 10 on third down, you're not going to win a lot of those games. But yet you still, if you would make 2 of those first downs, it's a possibility that you would win that football game. And then you put a non-pressure player into a pressure situation. Extra points should be just money.
Should be. We got kickers making 68 yarders.
Dude made one yesterday, one damn game.
This guy can't make a 33-yard extra point?
Yeah.
All right. We've seen enough. The problem is, who's next?
Who's next?
It's not like there's some other great guy out there. You know, he was the other guy out there already.
Yes.
You're going to be on your third kicker?
Yeah, man. And so you're going to have a tryout.
Lenny Craig time in Germany.
I mean, he's going home.
Yeah.
Let him kick.
It's Lenny time.
I hate saying you have no other choice, but damn it.
That's where we're at.
Yep. That's exactly where they are,
That's
man.
Where we're at.
And it's just unfortunate, man. But, I mean, it's going to be like this. It's going to be like this. You know, you still got a young quarterback who is still finding his way also with some of the throws. Some of them, they were like, oh, yeah, that's why they drafted him. But then some of them, you were like, ooh. Damn.
Oh.
Ah.
Get rid of it.
Just get rid of it. Oh. There's a couple of times I wish he would have ran earlier.
Yeah. He ran once. Yeah. Well, twice kind of.
But it was a couple that I was like, go.
Yeah,
I know.
He finally did in the fourth quarter and picked up that first down. It's like, go get it.
Yep.
Go run.
It was a couple of them where he does not
want to run.
It was a couple of them where like, just go, Michael. Just go.
Phone lines are open in 10 minutes. You can jump on hold right now if you want. 404-726-0929. We'll talk Falcons in the next segment. Let's get to a couple of other things, obviously, that happened over a very busy weekend. Let's hear a highlight from the Georgia game.
Owens. And look at Chauncey Bowens. Here he goes. Georgia retakes the lead.
What a check by Gunnar Stockton.
Game-winning touchdown there for Chauncey Bowens.
What a check by Gunnar. He saw where the blitz was coming. And, you know, for them to be able to win that football game. Because Florida didn't do nothing. Everything Florida got, we gave them.
Yeah.
Not getting behind you and all that other crap. It was just, I'm like, but you know, this was good. But we knew exactly how this game was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Georgia.
It didn't have to be like
it
that.
It didn't.
Though. Like, some of the games Georgia's played this year had to be like
this
that.
This one did not have to be like that.
No,
I was like, we're going to win the game.
Because it felt like Georgia was in control pretty much the whole time, and then they would just make a terrible mistake and allow Florida points.
Yeah, just like, come on, man. But it was the funniest part of the game, it had to be when Gunner took that knee. It didn't matter if you took it or not. Go win them folks their money.
Score a touchdown, Gunner. What are you doing?
How many people lost their freaking mind?
I read that there was at least $25 million lost. Because not only was it the spread, it was also the over.
Yeah.
So it was both.
Ooh, wee. Damn.
Also, like 31-20 would have been a much more like fitting final.
I said 31-21.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's why I said 31-21.
I don't remember what I predicted.
Yeah, I said 31-21.
That would have been a much more fitting. Yeah, Georgia won that game in my mind by about – 11 by about 14. Like, yeah, that's how much better they were than Florida. But no, not this Georgia team. They got to make it. They got to make every single game. They got to turn all you guys' hairs gray.
Why are we doing this, right? Why are we doing this? They can't do anything. They can't run it. They can't throw it. Can't do nothing. But yet we're falling. I mean, you got two young safeties back there. What the hell are they doing? It's like, come on, man. Come on, man. But you live another week.
You live to play, another damn week. And Kirby says it every week. You just survive in advance.
Yep.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, man.
Win however you can if you keep doing it.
That L waiting on us, though.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Somewhere?
It's waiting.
Coming on down the line?
Yep, it's waiting.
It happened to Georgia Tech on Saturday
night.
Yeah, man. That defense finally... We've been talking about it. The defense was shaky.
Another damn show.
Haynes King furthered his argument for the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night.
We told you NC State, if they can't do nothing, they can play offense.
Yeah, no, their quarterback was ready to go. They played a hell of a football game on Saturday night. And, Tech picks up their first loss.
I'm going to do one of these read things.
You go for it.
What am I going to do? Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays, the NFL on CBS, and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
All right, Falcons fans, the phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. As always on Mondays, any direction you want to take it, just don't cuss. We'll have a open Falcons discussion next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from the top of the noon hour, we'll get to an NFL no huddle We'll also do an NFL No Huddle at 12:20 as well. Back-to-back NFL No Huddles every single Monday to kick off the noon hour as we'll look back into everything that happened yesterday. But, of course, continuing to react to what happened with the Falcons and the Patriots yesterday. You know, just another Sunday, similar result in a different fashion, right? I mean, unfortunately now, that's three losses in a row. Every year going back to 2021, they've had at least one three-game losing streak.
Yes.
Only one three-game winning streak in there in that period of time. And now you find yourselves at 3-5 and looking up pretty long way in the division. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you're digging the hole bigger. Now you got to go to Germany later this week, of course, and take on the Colts, who are one of the unexpected bright spots of the season so far in the NFL. And it's pretty wild, man. It's wild how quickly it can go from where it was to where it is. It was pretty high. It's pretty high after that Monday night game.
Yeah, man. I think
you pretty know, low right now.
But it is because you're not winning, you know. And then the teams in front of you all keep winning. I mean, that's a hell of a win yesterday for Carolina.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a win for them.
Yeah, that's true.
It really, really was. And so now you're looking at it from a standpoint. You know, I'm a more week to week guy, but you know, you start looking at standings and where you are as far as tiebreakers and all that other crap. That's a little bit. Give me about a month, and I will start. I may mention that.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I don't want to be like Debbie Downer or anything like that. But tiebreakers for what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you got to go out there and win. I don't know how many. You got to win all of them. How about that? Just go with that mentality. You got to win. But you got to win all your games.
Tiebreakers for what?
I don't know.
You do. You know what the tiebreakers? Yeah, determine.
for that P word.
Yeah, because we're not saying that.
Yeah,
word.
We ain't saying that.
We're not talking about that.
Well, not at all. Let's get a damn win.
Not with this team.
Let's get a victory Monday.
Yeah, man. It's pretty bad. All right, we'll get the phone lines open. Any direction you guys want to take it as we react to the third straight Falcons loss. Bob is in McDonough. What's up, Bob?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, Bob.
You know, yesterday I turned the game off and I went to Costco with my wife.
Damn.
I just couldn't take it, man. You know, I understood that they had what it takes.
What point did you turn it off and go?
I turned it off right before the Jalen Walker, you know, game-changing play.
Right before halftime, okay.
So, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to let this happen. I'm not going to let them take my joy away. Because no matter what, you're Carolina. You find ways to win. You're these other teams who have that clutch gene. You find ways to win. We find ways to lose. You could blame it on the kicker. You could blame it on intentional grounding. But at the same time, you got to blame it on the status quo that we remain. And that is the coach, that is the offensive coordinator, defense played their butts off in the second half. Drake London, if he caught another catch, he would have had to go to the hospital. Like, he put his heart on the line. And you get let down, just like the Falcons always do. Fellas, you all have a great day.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Bob saved himself the frustration.
Yeah, Bob. That's you go to the Costco with Dwight because mine went yesterday.
You got to really be tired.
You
got to
be really tired of it, dog. Yeah, you got to be really really tired of
really
it, man.
Tired of the game. I mean, Bob mentioned a lot of like the specifics as far as what led to it yesterday, but the overarching theme is this: is they're just not good in big moments, When the game comes down to those, you have to make the drive to get into field goal range, tie it up, or just make the extra point or whatever. Like when the moment becomes elevated,
correct.
Whether it's the kicker that misses or the quarterback that intentionally grounds it or the decision to the play that you call on 3rd and 20, like all of the little stuff that leads to the game going the way that it does. When the moment is elevated, this team doesn't have what it takes. And that's been true all season long.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about, the moments. Because, I mean, games come down to moments, plays, all those different things. And they have moments. I mean, Drake London was having moments yesterday. But when you needed somebody other than your star players to step up, they can't. And eventually, you know, you're going to have a team like this where it seems like people are taking turns screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's what's so frustrating about it for me is like if it's a physical like during the play mistake. Or look, like even the final play of the game where the final for all intents and purposes when New England iced the thing, that's just a really good play call and really well executed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that sucks that it didn't go your way,
right?
But at least it was just a good football play that they out executed you on. to not snap the ball when it's supposed to be snapped on second and 10 and have it derail everything,
yes.
That's mental.
Yes.
Like, and whether they're simulating the snap or whatever, who cares? Who cares? Like, you made the mistake and snapped the ball early and blew that drive, and that's where it ended. And that tends to be what happens, is the non-football stuff tends to be the thing that stands in the way of this team winning games, and that's the most frustrating part.
Yeah, I mean, that converting, like we said, we talked about converting on third down. They had 10 more minutes, had 15 more plays. Those are opportunities that you have if you're the Falcons to keep drives alive. They were good in the red zone, 3-for-3 in the red zone, perfect in the red zone.
Throw it to Drake.
And that was the thing about it. I thought just great schemes by Zach Robinson, especially the second one. The first one, just throw it up to him. But the second one, unbelievable as far as the bunch concepts and all those different things. But, yeah, it's just like at that moment, whenever the momentum is kind of in the Falcons' favor, it's a kick in the nuts coming. Sooner rather than later. You know it's coming. And you try to brace yourself for it because what you call it, the scar tissue.
Yeah, it's there.
That you have when you're rooting for and supporting this football team. And it was right there for them. And I know I said it. I saw a lot of people. They'll mess around to win this football game. Yeah, they should have won this game. They should have won this football game. New England was not better than the Falcons yesterday.
No. All of the different things that you want to see in a game, like, and I know that there's only four categories, and I've seen it circulating on social media. But like in the last 60 years, when a team has six sacks and two turnovers and doesn't turn the ball over themselves and throws three touchdowns, they're 44-0. Not the Falcons.
Mm-mm.
Falcons are the one.
Yep.
They're always the damn one.
They're always the one when there's a damn record going back that far.
Whenever it's not since 1952, an old stubby Knuckles Magoo was the fullback for the Chicago what's the suches. And now the Falcons.
Yeah.
Yep. Them and the Falcons. Those are the two teams that have done it. And it happens every week, it seems. Ken is in Marietta. Hey, Ken.
Man, the stud Knuckles Magoo is hilarious. But I have a question for Randy. I'm just a fan, Randy, but every time I see them try to do like a play action out of the pistol, why does it always seem like Michael Penix is, when he shows the ball, the running back is always on the opposite side? And it just seems like it's the play action, it just never works. Am I wrong? Am I seeing that? And why does it take so long for that play action to work? Well, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Ken.
A lot of the times, what you saw yesterday, they had to abort the fake.
Yeah.
They had to abort the fake because New England was bringing somebody. And so a lot of times, whenever you have an action or whatever, and you got pressure coming, well, that's Bijan's guy, so you're taught as a back to abort the fake.
There was a couple times, though, and maybe it's just because Bijan's going to the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Penix still did execute the fake.
Yes.
And Bijan was over there.
Yes. But that was the reason why.
Sure.
That was the reason why you abort.
But it looks very silly on TV.
It looks weird, but no.
I don't think you're faking anybody out on that one.
No, you have to abort the fake because the guy is coming. The pressure is coming. That's your guy. So that's why it looked the way it did look. They're very boring offense.
Yeah.
And I say they're not boring. I don't want to say that. It's just like you're the actions that they run, you know, like they ran a boot to the left, like the process that they run these play actions when they run them is so damn slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of, you know what I mean? It's not a lot of urgency.
Well, even go back and look at
it. It takes so long to develop it.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
go back and look at, you probably noticed it in real time. If people don't have it on, you know, fresh in your mind, go back and look at the long pass to Drake that he caught, where he jumped over Gonzalez and Gonzalez gets hurt. Just watch that play develop. So Penix gets the snap, and then he does fake it to Bijan, but he's moving like, it's almost, I don't know, it's almost like walk-through speed.
Yeah, you got to speed it up.
He's going so slow. I was like, what's he doing? Anyway, he hits his back foot and throws the ball, and it was the longest completion of the game, but just the look of it was odd. He was moving in slow motion on the play, almost like telling himself, I need to slow down or something like that. I don't know.
You got
to
speed up.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I can't think of another play from Sunday that I watched any other team run that looked like that.
No.
It's so weird.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to speed up the clock of the play, you know? And I think, you know, a lot of times it still goes with, he's still a young quarterback.
Yeah.
He's still a young quarterback, still learning on the job. You saw the ability when he has time. You saw the ability that when he don't have time, the throws that he can make. Again, we talked about it in the last segment. I wish he would have took off a little earlier on a couple of these runs because, I mean, a lot of times they were around his feet, you know, and so just go. Find a crease, get out of there, get you 2 or 3 yards. But you sitting there in that pocket, and then it's like you're throwing out of a damn well a lot of times. And that's when the ball sails. Mm-hmm. When you're like – when you're in condensed like that and you're trying to – I mean, and Michael's not a small dude, but yet you can't get that whole motion into it. I mean, he has a strong arm. He could flick it. But because of how his feet are and everything, it's not going to get to where he's
going. Yeah, no, when there's a mess around his feet – the ball, it's almost it's very rarely a completion.
Yes.
He sails it out of bounds a lot of times. That final the final throw that he made on that terrible drive where they had the intentional grounding, there was so much going on around his feet. He had to kind of – he kind of ducked also. I don't know what he was doing really, but maybe he tripped. I don't know. But he got it out of there real weird and skipped it 10 yards short of where he was trying to throw it. And that's the final throw he made. They punt it and never get the ball back. All right, let's hear from Jacob, who's in Buford. Hey, Jacob.
Okay, so I've been listening to you guys all day. Not all day, but it started with the morning show, and I want to just defend my quarterback a little bit. The last two games he played, first of all, is more than just a quarterback. Why do we keep having all these illegal man downfields? They're not even running screen plays or RPO. But every time an illegal man is illegally downfield, second of all, the intentional grounding. You see the guard looking between his legs so Mike can give him the indication to tap the center to snap the ball. Mm-hmm. When the dude snapped the ball early, the guard is still looking between his legs. Mm-hmm. If he don't ground that, number 97 is about to blow him up.
Well, take the blow up. You take the blow up. You don't cost your team a loss of down in a 10-yard penalty in that situation.
Okay, he's just coming off an injury. So you telling me a D-tackle number 97 bearing down on you?
Come on, man. Come on, brother. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. He made a critical mistake. Yeah, the ball was snapped and all those different things. Yes, no, I didn't say the snap was on him. The intentional grounding's on him. You can't do that in that situation. You just can't. Not in that situation in the game. You cannot throw the ball in the pocket like that. I understand what you're saying as far as it was snapped early.
You know he thought that was going to be a penalty. You know he thought that was a penalty. That's why he was looking for it. You see what I'm saying?
How you know he thought it was a penalty?
Because he most of the referees like, come on, what's that? Like, he was looking for the penalty.
Oh, he was trying
because as you can see.
Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate it. Jake, thank you, Jacob. He was trying to argue to the official that he threw it towards Pitts. That's what he was trying to.
Yes.
Because he knew they called the intentional
grounding.
Yes,
he knew what he did.
And he was like, he was trying to tell him. No, yes. Pitts was close enough.
He wasn't talking about no penalty. He wasn't talking about a roughing call.
Back to the snap. Yeah. The right guard, who's the backup right guard. Both of the guards were backups by the end of the game because Bergeron and Lindstrom got banged up in the game. According to some of the Falcons reporters that were in the locker room after the game, both of them seemed like they'll probably be okay to go in the next one.
Right.
But, yeah, you had a backup right guard in there who was in his stance when the ball was intentionally grounded.
Yes.
Still. Like, he was still there when all that stuff happened. He was completely not ready for – which, again, is because, you know, a million different things, but they weren't supposed to snap the ball yet.
No, they were not. It was a boo-boo on everybody, but you cannot make it worse if you're the quarterback by doing that.
That's right.
You get down. Like, quarterbacks get down. Okay, shoot. I lose 3 yards.
Yeah, just fall.
Just fall.
Then it's third and 13.
Yes, just fall. Just fall, but you can't make a mistake.
Or maybe
like,
not 13, because he's in the
you can't make a mistake like that. Yeah. You just can't. I mean, it's just simple as that. I understand what you're talking about. Nobody's trying to put everything on Michael, because it seemed like you were coming to Michael's defense for whatever reason. But, yeah, he messed up, just like everybody else. The center messed up. The guard who tapped him messed up. And Michael ultimately messed. He's the quarterback. It's on you not to make that mistake. It's just like the one in San Francisco. Yeah, they had illegal man down. Yeah, they had a lot of penalties. So everybody had a hand in it. And we're kind of pointing out that everybody had a hand in it.
I think we've said that a whole bunch of different times.
Yes, everybody had a hand in it, in this loss. You know, nobody is absolved from this. As great as Drake was, catch the damn ball on 4th and 1. Catch it. That's why Michael just put it right there. And you got to make the play. There's a certain time, hey, Bijan, go. I know you're trying to – they were horrible blocking on the perimeter. Horrible. Those plays out there to Bijan should have been a lot more than what they were. But New England was kicking it at the point of attack. It was just awful.
One more call. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy and Sir Randy. maybe that's the theme is we got to find a way to win because they don't have the answers, but we sure do find ways to lose.
They sure do.
But – I wanted to just center on my question on is this the simulated clap by the defense that Raw has been mentioned a couple times, and Vrabel is saying that they didn't do it. But my takeaway and what I'm really confused about, what I want y'all to answer is, in the press conference, he's saying, great job to them, situational awareness by them, kudos to them about clapping, but does Raw know that that's a penalty and it's illegal for them to do that? And well, why would it be a good play if it's not a good, if it's dirty?
Because they got away with it. Well, I think he's being a little sarcastic there in saying good play by them.
Yes, he definitely is.
But also, if they did it, they got away with it, and it helped them win the game.
Yep.
So, ultimately, it was a good play, if that's what happened, right?
Yes.
I mean, whatever.
I think he's been tongue-in-cheek, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, he knows it's a penalty. They were advocating for a penalty in the moment. It would have been a 15-yard penalty and first down. But I didn't see anybody clap. I've gone back and seen the play a couple times. Now, there's two guys on the team that you can't see, right? They're off the screen.
Yes.
They're pretty far away from the line.
Yeah.
But all the guys up close to the line, I didn't see anybody snap or clap.
Well, it's not usually them anyways. It's usually the guys you didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys that usually do the clapping. Yeah. Or the move. Remember Georgia get everybody with the move?
Yeah.
Those are usually the guys.
Either way, and maybe I'm – who cares? Like, people are trying to throw you off. You can't fall for it. You have to execute in that moment. Like, who cares if they clapped? Don't snap the ball. Come back and get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Good calls. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.